Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A Conversation Between Friends. Pages 136 and 137.
This place is so crowded today. Do we really have to eat here, Tina? I only have half an hour for lunch. Can't we go to the place next door? It's cash only and the line moves fast.
I'm really sorry, James, but I don't have any cash. I was planning to use my debit card for lunch, and there aren't any ATMs around here.
You know, I hardly ever go to the ATM anymore. I just get cash back at the supermarket. Besides, I pay for nearly everything with my debit card or some kind of store value card, especially on the subway or at the coffee shop.
Same here, Donna. Do you two ever use credit cards?
I have one, but it's only for emergencies. Even though credit cards are useful, I think they're dangerous. It's so easy to get into debt. It's like a trap for consumers.
I know it. Actually, all these electronic payment systems worry me a little. I mean, what if someone knows a lot about computers and figures out how to steal the money out of my bank account? Or maybe gets my credit card number and uses it to buy stuff?
You worry too much. Bank accounts are safe, and credit card companies don't make you pay if someone steals your card and uses it. But hold on tight to your stored value cards. If you lose those, there's no way to get your money back.
By the way, here's a trivia question for you. Which came first, the credit card or the debit card?
I don't know.
I think debit cards probably came first.
Actually, credit cards preceded debit cards. The first credit cards came out in the 1950s, I think, and the first debit cards came out in the 1970s.
Really? That's interesting. I'll have to look that up online.
I'm thinking about taking out a loan to help me buy a car, so I don't have to take the subway anymore. Do you think it's a good idea?
Oh, I don't know. If you're capable of paying it back right away, then it might be okay.
That reminds me. I read about an interesting way of borrowing and lending money. It's called peer-to-peer lending. You might want to check it out, Donna.
How does it work?
It's simple. You go online and create a loan request, explaining why you need the money and how you plan to repay the loan. But it's not banks or finance professionals who assist you. It's individuals. A person will decide if you meet their criteria, and if you do, they will lend you the sum you request.
Does that really work?
It's worked for a lot of people. There's even a service that lends money to people in developing countries. The loans are usually pretty small, but even so, it's surprising how much a $50 loan can help someone. Sometimes it can buy a lot when it's exchanged for local currency.
Well, I would only do it if the interest on the loan and the fees were very low.
Those vary a lot, depending on the website. You should do some research first. Hey, you know what? We've been waiting for a while now. I'm hungry. Donna, Tina, let's go to the place across the street. I'll pay for lunch today.
Really? Thanks, James.
That's so nice of you. Next time, I'll pay for lunch instead, all right?